Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's jump right in. I think I have one of the biggest predictive measures of this next season for the National Football League right before me. And you go, oh my God, what is it? Do you know who's going to get hurt and not? No. Oh, well, maybe somehow you think you've got a handle on free agency. No. Oh, it's next week's draft. And if certain teams do, no. Oh, it must be a scheduling break. Wrong again. What I have is, I think, going to dictate very easily and very simply how next NFL season's going to go. It is the virtual off-season program for the teams. Now, before you laugh, work with me. The NFL and the Players Union agree to a virtual off-season program providing for classroom instruction, virtual workouts, and non-football education programs while team facilities remain closed. And the NFL had said yesterday, as long as one facility's closed, they're all closed. The programs can begin April 20th for teams with new head coaches, April 27th for incumbent coaches. Now, the program's voluntary, but if you want to get your off-season workout bonuses as stipulated, like Teddy Bridgewater's contract has those clauses, you know Teddy will be participating. No team's required to participate in the first part of the program, which goes April 20 through May 15th. And teams can opt for an online-only classroom instruction, instead having virtual workouts. Teams are allowed to provide players with up to $1,500 of workout equipment. And if a team doesn't participate on April 20th, it won't be allowed to conduct off-season workouts after the period ends, even if on-field is offered by the point they want to start. Starting on May 18th, each team will choose its off-season workout program. They can choose to continue, either virtually or on-field. If teams have been allowed to report to their facilities on-field, you know it'll happen. The virtual period will end, and the on-field period will begin when all facilities are given the all clear. The off-season programs must end by June 26th. On a conference call Monday night, NFL Executive VP and General Counsel Jeff Pasch said the league hadn't discussed the contingencies if facilities aren't open. Look, let me explain this. This is something I cannot tell you how important this is. The smart teams are going to expose every loophole on earth. The smart teams will have better programs, better instruction, better measure than the dumb teams. Everyone normally works by the same rules. They're established. We understand them. And what happens? The good teams exploit them. The bad teams look bewildered and puzzled. And we always go, why are the good teams one step ahead and the bad teams one step behind? Well, now what you've done is, amidst a pandemic, completely remodel the offseason calendar and the methodology behind what the offseason looked like. Good teams are going to adapt faster. Smart teams are going to be smarter. Dumb teams, like your Lions, are going to get taken advantage of. Oh, that's the reality. By the way, Sully, you'll love the fact Rocky has joined us for the opening segment.
Oh, can you put him on again, please? Get the microphone.
We have a security breach at the top of the stairs.
Put the headset around.
My point is, the good teams will find a way to exploit this, whereas the bad teams are barely going to be able to power on their computers. I mean, think about it. For years, we've talked about, well, how did the Patriots find a way to not get penalized in big games? And you'll go, oh, well, it's bias. Or it's the fact that Bill Belichick asks more questions and has more dialogue with the NFL officials than any other coach in the league. Fact. That Belichick asks questions that others perceive as, what is he doing? And that's a waste. And yet, it works. Look, if I told you right now the NFL offseason was going to start at ground zero, you're going to give the good teams who already have an advantage an even bigger one. I think the virtual offseason is fascinating. I mean, it is the first and it is the biggest impact you're going to see on the veteran population of the league. But you're looking at teams who can't work guys out in person, can't examine people in person. I mean, you're talking about veterans who aren't working out at the facility year-round, who usually do. You're talking about teams not really having a clue as to when they'll get back to the facility. There's no guidance. And you've already had Dr. Alan Sills, who's the league's chief medical officer, he made clear he didn't see how team sports would restart without widespread rapid testing. All these things are like mystery, right? Well, the teams that are best with analytics, the teams that are best with adaptability, the teams that are the most advanced technology-wise and methodology-wise, they were already ahead of the bums, like the Lions. Now? Oh, now it's a Ferrari versus a 10-speed bike. I think you will see teams, not only the Patriots, okay, but I mean you will see teams that have really bright, young, cutting-edge pieces in their organization. They are going to run circles around the dumb teams. And you can laugh at this. Oh, come on. I mean, everyone's going to be doing the same workouts. And you know what? Players are going to send videos in. How can you say that? Very easy. How about the online education component? Tell you what I'll do. I'm going to take John Harbaugh and his staff and whatever online curriculum they're designing and gonna just go ahead and guess it'll be better than whatever the pencil puts out there. Look, the offseason we knew was gonna be different. This is incredible. And I think what's lost in all of it is how it's almost like a wealth spread. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. In the NFL, I think it's exactly the same. I've made this comment for a couple of weeks about the draft. If you're a good drafter, phew-wee, this draft is your dream. And if you're a bad drafter, oh man, you're sucking your thumb. Because the smart guys, it's no big deal they can't bring these guys in. They'll get their information. They were better at getting it anyways. But the bad drafters, the ones who sit down with these players and spend time with them and still can't identify a winner and a loser? Oh, man. You think these guys are doing effective Zoom cocktail hours?
Wait.
I think this is going to play a massive role in what we see in the fall. And I believe we will see football in the fall. We may not be at the games, but there will be games. A virtual off season will have the smart teams salivating and the bad teams petrified. I want to throw the number out. I know this is a little wacky. I know this is not something you're used to hearing on this show. This is really, now, I mean, pandemic radio, we've tried to make things easily digestible. This one, you got to think a little. But this is, to me, it's just going to further show you a gap between the haves and the have-nots. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I want to get David and Sully involved here. I don't know if I put them to sleep. I don't know if I piqued their interest. I don't even know if they're still in the studio. They may have walked out. Who knows? Who knows? But this, I am all over this. 97.1.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.